In the gospel today, there's something huge is going on here. John the Baptist is announcing to the world around him who Jesus is. And Jesus has not even spoken a word yet in the gospel, but John is inspired to give something of an introduction to the people around him of who he is. And there are two huge things that John says that Jesus will do that capture the full spectrum of the work of salvation. First, he says of Jesus, he will take away the sins of the world. And then, at the end of the passage, he says, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Now, these two pieces are huge, and they capture the whole arc of this work of salvation. Take away the sins of the world, but that's only a prep for this even greater thing, which is that in and through the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you and I would be given a radically new identity in Christ, a new way of living. It's a transformation of an old life into an entirely new life. And that's the whole arc. That's what God has always desired for us. But here's the thing. If you were anything like me, growing up, the picture of the faith that you were presented with was primarily, he's here to deal with sin. And so let him do that, and then kind of just, you know, you're waiting for the afterlife. Let him deal with sin, because that's the stuff that keeps you from heaven. But it was a presentation of the faith that was primarily as our Christian faith as sin management. And what it can say is it's all about the afterlife, and all that God is interested in right now is just keeping the sin away from you. And it could lead you to think like, okay, well, as a Christian, then I'm like a horse with a bit and a bridle and the blinders, and I'm just going to do my best to avoid sin and kind of keep aiming for heaven. The problem with that is that it is an incredibly flat and shallow and truncated version of our Christian faith. It doesn't capture the whole of it. If our Christian faith is simply a matter of sin management and it's all about the world to come, well, what about now? What about my life now? The other part of it is the great thing that that is supposed to point towards, a radical transformation in and through the power, the person of the Holy Spirit. Now, growing up, I was not presented with that as the goal toward which, like, that's what God wants for you. Even when I was confirmed in eighth grade, it was much more a matter of memorize the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But that was it. There was no presentation of this beautiful idea that the Lord wants to actually so immerse you in the Holy Spirit that you begin to live a new life. That was just absent. And I didn't even know that that was a reality until kind of the eve and the threshold of my conversion in college. In fact, it was the thing that really, I think, made it possible. When I met a group of young adults, Catholics, around my age, but they were different than the crowd that I was connected with at college. They had a joy that none of my college friends had. And it was a joy that came out of, that flowed out of this new life that God had given them, that they spoke about very freely, but also in such a way that it was real, it was tangible. It talked about what it means to know that the love of the Father in a way that you have really genuinely been made his adopted son or daughter, that that's your identity. And the joy of going into daily life, believing that the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, wants to be at work through you, that he wants supernatural things to fill your daily life, that he promised that you'd be so connected with the Lord Jesus that he's not just a figure from history, but a real person who's there with you. I knew none of that. But what I saw in them was something that led me to say, I want what you have. Because I had already gotten, sadly, to the point, you know, before even being finished with college, that I knew that what was offered there was not going to do it. And I mean, it was one of the scariest things to not even be out of college yet and to look ahead and say, wow, I mean, already I'm feeling empty with all of that. It's one of the scariest things. So to find a group of young adults who had a joy and a purpose in life, who were not just living out our Christian faith, our Catholic life as sin management, but rather this joyful, peaceful, purposeful life, that's what I wanted. And as I got to know them, what they shared was, well, you want that, but this is exactly what God has always wanted for you. Okay, well, why don't I have it? Well, you've been baptized, you've been confirmed, yes. But the missing piece was the willingness, having seen it, to say, Lord, I do want it. To use my free will to say, Lord, I want that life, that transformed life, that baptism in the Holy Spirit. I want that. And that was the missing piece. It was offered in baptism and confirmation. Those sacraments lacked nothing. But what was lacking was not even knowing that it was a possibility. All I knew was, okay, well, Lord, this is the life you want for me, just one of sin management. Everything else is up to me. So having seen it, then came the step of saying, Lord, I want that. I want that. This life, this new life that we're offered in and through this, the immersion of our life into the Holy Spirit, which begins in baptism and is then perfected and completed, meant to be perfected and completed in confirmation, for every one of us, that is meant to be the norm for our Catholic Christian life. The norm. It is not meant to be some premium version of Catholicism. But we often treat it that way. We often say, okay, well, you know what? I'm pretty good with the 20-channel package. And if you want to spend more and invest more and bump up to the 120-channel package, you can do that. But you know, I'll just stick with the basic. There is no basic. It's meant to be this new life that God gives us in and through the power of the Holy Spirit. The reason that we often are more comfortable sticking with a view of our Christian faith as sin management is because it keeps us more in control of our life. If it's only about that, it lets me believe that I'm still more in control, because the thing that most of us fear is giving up control. But the thing about Christian life as just sin management is that it aims for the bare minimum. If your life is only about avoiding sin, then you start asking questions like, well, how late can I get to Mass and still have it count, so that I'm not guilty of the sin of missing Sunday Mass? Like, that's the kind of life that, you know, that we start to live if it's only about avoiding sin. This, the Lord as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, all of that is simply the prep to make way for this wonderful and beautiful gift. So, He wants it for every one of you. He wants to take us to the heart of what it's all about. That's what He desires for us. How do we get it? Well, as I shared with you, it begins simply in asking the Lord, Lord, give me this gift. I want it. I want to experience the joy that I've seen other people possessing in their life. I want to wake up like some of those people that I've come to know. I want to wake up with purpose in my life. I want to spend the day believing that even in the ordinary, You're wanting to do supernatural things in me, through me, for me, around me. So it begins with, Lord, I want that. The other part of it, which was huge for me, was that the way that it works best is when we don't just aim for it kind of out of a textbook, but we see other people who have it and we say, I want to learn more from you. And so the Lord deliberately pulls us together into a church so that we can learn from one another. That's the way that it's really meant to work, that we would see others live it out and be encouraged by them. And so it's in a community where we most often really begin to get pulled into it deeply. That's why here in the parish, we've been trying to push and help grow our small groups, because that's the way that we really get pulled in, when we see another person living it out and can say, I want what you have. Can you help me to take a step toward it? It's why our family dinner nights have been such a blessing, because it brings us together in such a way that relationships can form so that God can be at work in that, pulling us in deeper. Had I not had that community of young adults when I was next door in Catonsville at St. Mark's, I don't think I ever would have even taken a step toward it. I needed to see it lived out and to have people kind of help pull me into it. What I hope for every one of you is that as you've come to know, hopefully, some of your fellow parishioners, that when you've seen someone who seems to be living that life that's more filled with the gifts, the work in the Holy Spirit, that you would not be afraid to say to them, you know what? I've seen you, and you seem to have a peace or a joy or a purpose, whatever it might be that's caught your eye, that you would say to them, you have something that I've said to myself, I wish I had that in my life too. And to not be afraid to say to them, can you talk to me a little bit about this? Help me to know what it is and how I can receive it as well. The Lord desires that for us. I want that for you. I don't want you to simply show up at Mass and then take off every Sunday, not ever coming to know your fellow parishioners. We're meant to be connected, because that's one of the most powerful ways that the Lord works. So this is the norm. Baptism in the Holy Spirit that leads to a new identity, a new life, a new creation. The other part is just kind of the doorway that leads into that, or at least that's what it's supposed to be, but too often we settle for this over here. Remember the old Seinfeld episode with the muffin tops? Like, that's the best part of the muffin. Well, this is the muffin top. Like, this is what God wants for you. This is it. Don't settle for a Christian life that's just sin management. He has so much more for you. Today we want to pray that the Lord will help us to take that step out, to ask for that gift, or that it might be renewed in us. But it's your yes, Lord, I desire, I want it. And then maybe even your readiness to reach out to a brother or sister and say, I want a little bit of help with this. But this is what I want us to be praying for ourselves and for one another today, that the Lord would give us that gift of pulling us into the full life and power of the Holy Spirit that He has always desired for us.